You're listening to BMRN. Voice Marketing Radio Network. Global food for thought.
Welcome to eBay Radio's Open Phones, where it's our turn to get feedback. Here's Griff.
This Open Phone segment is sponsored by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. We're eager to talk with you at 888-RADIO-30. That number is 888-723-4630. So call us and tell us what's going on with you and your eBay life.
So we're way over two-thirds full now for the 2014 eBay Radio Party and Conference.
Ooh.
We're going to, of course, keep registration open till we reach that crucial number of 300, as we can't go over that. And so registration is open. You go to ervegas.com. We'll be posting our featured speakers on the event page as they come in. Griff, you, of course. And you're going to bring the whole, we're so excited, photography thing along with you. We're going to have, Griff is bringing a photography section of the room that we're going to be in. And it's going to allow you to go in and take pictures and learn some stuff. But take real pictures and put them on your listings and everything. So that's going to be a lot of fun. Cliff Enico is going to be there, Lynn Drawley, John Colderize Lawson, and somebody we haven't had before, Lisa Satora, who comes on our show a lot, is going to be doing a presentation for us.
Great.
Thrifting with the Boys and some surprising new additions to our lineup that we will be telling you about soon. All takes place Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th, 18th, and 19th at Bally's Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. $150 gets you in for all 3 days. We've got you in the North Tower Deluxe Rooms, which are the elevator that leads down to the convention room. $59 per night, an elevator ride away from the event room. You'll find a reservations link on the registration and event pages. That's ervegas.com to register now. And remember, if it ain't fun, we ain't doing it.
Otherwise, that would be called work.
Yes, it would, and we do not want to work. We don't want to do that.
No, we don't want to do that. Oh, we don't mind doing it, but
Sean in Santa Rosa, California, user ID CoolToads707. Hi, Sean. What's your question or comment today?
Hello. I just wanted to let everybody know about another big fun event. It's called More Fun, actually. It's going to be in Las Vegas, so right there it's going to be fun. It's called More Fun, Bigger Profits. It's like a training conference for maybe not brand new eBayers, but some with a little bit of, you know, maybe a few months under their belt. And that's going to be coming up in May, on May 2nd and 3rd, at the Tuscany Suites. And it's going to be really fun. It's going to be not quite an event where they talk at you. More, it's going to be hands-on. Excuse me. Hands-on, where you actually get to be able to do things. In between some of the good speakers that are coming up are going to be, breakout sessions where you can actually learn to properly ship valuable glass items, how to properly adjust your camera for great pictures, and many more stuff like that.
We thank you very much for your call today, Sean. Our telephone number is 888-RADIO-30, 888-723-4630. As always, we love to hear your voice, but we also have another way for you to get into the show. If you go to the eBay Radio thingy-dingy, you're listening to us on right now.
Thingy-dingy? Did you actually just say thingy-dingy?
It's the player. It's the eBay Radio player. It's a little thing with the black background.
I'm not a player.
You'd be surprised at the email I get, Griff.
I wouldn't be surprised at all.
I don't know where the eBay player is, and I don't know where the contact us button is, and I say, how do you listen to the show? Oh, that thing. So you bring that up and you will see down at the bottom there are some tabs. One of them says Contact Us. If you click on Contact Us, you can type in what you want to tell us today. You can put in a question, a comment, or you can put an item number in so that we can dish your listing.
Yeah, I'm always surprised how many people contact me or will say, gee, where did you find that? Where did you find that bit of information? How do you find these things? I say, oh, I have my secret sources.
It's
Google.
Hello, Google.
It's it's not that hard actually to find stuff if you just search for it. Anywho,
so sold anything this week, Griff?
I did. I sold over the weekend. I sold. Oh, what did I sell? I sold two pairs of shoes and I sold four shirts. I took a pair of shoes back, which a very interesting situation because the buyer said they're marked correctly and they're the right size, but they're too big. And I thought, I wonder how that happens. So I relisted them and I said, these seem to be running a little big, but if they don't, so keep that in mind. But if they don't fit you, you can always return them. I'll just keep taking things back until forever.
Till the cows come home.
Well, they never do come home, actually. They run out into the field, and then you never see them again. So, yeah, I sold some things. I listed some things. I was very pleased. I could stand up long enough to list things. That was good. And plan to list some more. I'm having a big garage renovation in the next month, so...
What do you mean by renovation?
Well, I had to take a lot of stuff out and throw it away. And I'm having it tented for termites.
Oh, you have termites.
Well, you know, everyone does. And I just like to stay on top of it. So every 10 years we do this. And this is the year to do it. So it's something to look forward to. It's a great way to get started.
So do you go and stay in a hotel while this is going on?
It'll happen while I'll be on the road. And... Howie will be on the road, and the dogs will be in a hotel.
A doggy hotel.
And they'll do it then.
Do you put your dogs in the kind that E-Betsy puts hers in where you can see it by camera anytime
you want?
No,
I don't want to see them by camera.
Why?
It's too heartbreaking.
Oh, really?
I just want, you know, we're going to have a little vacation from each other, and they're going to go to a nice little place for 3 or 4 days. And, yeah, I don't want to see them. I can't do that. It's difficult for me.
Because yes. I think Betsy and John feel that it keeps them closer to their pets.
Well, that works for them.
That they would miss them if they didn't know how they were doing. And when they can see them, they know everything's cool.
Yes. So, anyway, so it'll be a busy week. Busy week. I'll be coming to San Diego that Tuesday to do the show. So,
Oh yes, we're very excited about that down here.
Yes.
If you know that one time, I don't know if you remember this, a year or two ago, I said something bad about the Kardashians, and then I apologized later.
I couldn't figure that out. Go ahead. Why?
Well, I apologized because the reason I apologized was because I realized what great entrepreneurs they are.
I thought you might have had a nasty email from Jay-Z.
No, I did not. I said something. It was an offhand little.
Or is it Jay-Z or Kanye? Who's he? No, Kanye, right?
Kanye.
Yeah, Jay-Z's married to Beyonce.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. Kanye's a little kooky.
A little, but, you know, they all are. There I go again. See, I just made a little offhand remark that really doesn't mean anything. But I do respect the Kardashians a great deal because of their entrepreneurial spirit. They have made a lot of money with not a lot of talent as far as showbiz goes.
Yeah.
I mean, they don't sing, they don't dance, they don't act.
You don't dance, don't sing. What do you do?
Exactly.
But
I want to tell you something, another reason to respect them.
Yeah, all right,
Over the past 12 months, between Kim, Courtney, Khloe, Chris, Kylie, and Kendall.
And Bruce Jenner.
They have collectively sold $277,469.60 worth of their cast-off clothing and accessories on eBay. And each of their accounts is set up to donate 10% to charity through eBay Giving Works. This article was in the current issue of Cosmopolitan magazine. It gives a complete breakdown of the Kardashians' eBay income. Kim is by far the most prolific seller, but altogether the girls and their mom have sold more than 2,000 items this year alone, and their listings, by the way, are handled by Auction Cause. So, before you put them down, there's something about them we must want because we've helped them earn all this money. Not just the eBay money, but the fact that they earn millions and millions and millions elsewhere for personal appearances and clothing lines and everything. You just have to respect them.
Yeah.
Now, are you ready to dish a listing?
Let me compose my thoughts, get inside my circles, within our circles, within our circles. Yes, I'm ready.
All right, I'd like to give you the item number, even though we're getting ready probably to go on a break any
minute.
That's right. Okay, the item number is 2812.
Wait a minute, it's not working. Give it out, and I'll get it on the second.
Okay, it's 2812-7070-4909. I'm going to do it one more time. 2812-7070-4909. And we're going to go there, and I'm going to bring the fella up right now. Oh, it's a woman, I think. Donica in Gilbert, Arizona. Known on eBay as Donica14. Hi, Donica.
Hi.
Okay, we're going to dish your listing.
We only have a minute, so
Let's not dish it yet. Let's just kind of look it over and tease.
Oh, interesting. Okay. Is this a handmade item that you made?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes. I make cards and mini albums.
Oh, I like it. That's very sweet.
I just started on eBay, and I'm so new at this, but I've been listening to all of your broadcasts so far, and I really like what you guys have to say. And this one is the second time being in the rotation thing, and...
Well, stay on the line.
With us. This is very interesting.
Stay on the line, and we'll come back and we'll dish this. I like your item. We'll dish the listing itself. This open phone segment was sponsored by Genco Marketplace, where eBay sellers source profitable inventory. Be our next caller at 888-723-4630 here on eBay Radio.
It's the 11th anniversary of eBay Radio with our party and conference at Bally's Hotel in Las Vegas. Reserve your spot now for this exciting three-day event, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, June 17th through the 19th. Meet the eBay experts, the gurus of e-commerce, and eBay employees. All 3 days, just $150. Deluxe rooms are just $59 a night. Register now at ervegas.com. That's ervegas.com. And remember, if it ain't fun... We ain't doing it.
A brief history of shipping items, brought to you by Indicia, the leading e-commerce shipping software. The Transcontinental Railroad. Not a bad idea. Problem was, if you weren't at the train station, they would leave your package at the nearest saloon. And a fight would typically break out, and men with big mustaches would fall on the packages containing grandma's precious dishes. Luckily, people today have Indicia, so you can get packages to your eBay customers easily and quickly. For a free 30-day trial, visit Indicia.com/eBay Radio. That's Indicia.com/eBay Radio.
To stay up to speed on everything that's happening on eBay Radio, you really need to be on Lee's List. Once you join, you'll receive Lee's exclusive newsletter twice a week, one for each live broadcast, with show news and a show calendar, plus her savvy advice for the entrepreneur, which you can't get anywhere else. To be added to Lee's List, simply send email to lee@voicemarketing.com with the subject header, Add Me to Lee's List.
You're invited to a free webinar hosted by GoDaddy Online Bookkeeping, PageMage, eBay Radio, Stamps.com, Terapeak, and Cabbage. It's time to think taxes. Join Laura Urabiari and Priyanka Sharma as they explain the what, when, and hows of income taxes for eBay sellers. The webinar is free Wednesday, February 26th, 10 a.m. Pacific, 1 p.m. Eastern. Sign up today. Go to PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars. That's PageMage.com/top-rated-seller-webinars.
Achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay. Advice from the community, number 245.
When it comes to selling on eBay, it pays to learn from those who walk the walk. Debbie Imlay is an education specialist and is known on eBay as top-rated seller Deb's Couture. Her number one tip?
I think the top one that I really use is research. That right in the beginning is, if you have an item, I want to see if it's even going to sell. Is it worth my time? So I do the research first. Unless you do the research on the completed listings, that's going to tell you what the market value is.
Stay connected to all three eBay Radio shows for more ideas on achieving and maintaining top-rated seller status on eBay.
We
Welcome back to eBay Radio Open Phones. This is the time for you to call in, share a tip, ask a question, get some help, shed some light, get your listings critiqued, or yes, even complain. At the ready with girded loin, here is your host, Griff.
And this Open Phone segment is brought to you by Stamps.com. Postage from your PC. Dial us now. You know you want to. 888-RADIO-30. Again, that number is... It's 888-723-4630. We are on the line with Donica from Gilbert, Arizona, Lee, and she wants us to dish a listing.
She does. And we're there, and the item number again is 2812-7070-4909. This is a beautiful card.
It is quite beautiful, yes. I love assemblage. So this is sweet.
What,
all right, so let's look at her list, her title first, Griff.
Well, it's a little short. So it says Vintage St. Patrick's Day Handmade Card. I'm not sure the word vintage applies necessarily, but...
Vintage style, maybe?
Vintage style, but it's okay. There's no rule against it. I'm just trying to figure out what else you could put on this title that might help garner eyeballs from searches. And off the top of my head, I got nothing.
Okay.
I know that you've used some bits and pieces and that you've listed them below.
The Are there is- bingo enthusiasts who would love... I mean, if I know women who play bingo.
Well, that's lucky.
And bingo. If I were going to get... But she's got a bingo card down.
Well, is that bingo or lucky?
But it's still...
Well, the bingo lucky card from one of the companies that I listed, and it's by Jenny Bolin. She's got a bunch of little things you just cut up. I just have a lot of excess.
Looks like a bingo card.
I'll cut up and add.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's what it is.
It is a bingo card, right?
So.
Right.
I don't know how much you can put of those things in the title and not have it be pushing the envelope for a violation. So. I'm not sure if that would work. What's the what is out of the whole card itself? What is the biggest piece of the card that ties directly to a brand name?
Crafty Secrets, which is the image of the little guy sitting there. That's a Crafty Secrets image.
So I might put. Are there collectors for Crafty Secrets?
I think so. It's a pretty popular scrapbooking brand.
Oh, well, then I would definitely, if that's a legitimate piece of scrapbooking from that company, I would consider putting that in the title to help get you some more viewers.
Okay.
So that's one suggestion. Your photos are pretty nice. I can't really come up with anything in the way of a critique. I can see all of the aspects of the card. It's very lovely. I like that you show it with an envelope and you show the inside and the back. I know exactly what I'm getting if I buy this, and that's pretty cool. So I think the photos are nice. What do you think, Lee?
Well, I think they're nice. I noticed Made with Love down here.
Made with Love?
Is that...
Yeah,
is that your logo?
Is that what?
Is that your logo?
No, it's a stamp. It's a stamp that I stamp on. You know how there's brands and stuff like that when you turn over a store-bought card? It's just something I put in there when I make my cards. It's a little stamp that you can get from a...
You should have, you should have a logo, honey, of your own.
I guess I'd have to have it made. I don't even know how to go about doing that.
Well, that's something for the future. We'll keep on the focus of the listing. Your description is pretty easy to read. I would put the card measurements on a separate line so that they're not missed, you know, with a bullet. I don't see anything else. It's pretty descriptive. You talk about, and this is probably important if you're hand making stuff, how you made it, and it comes with the matching envelope, and you're actually including the postage for the person to send it to a recipient, which I think is brilliant. I like it. I can't see anything else.
Where does it say that you've included the postage?
Well, it says at the bottom, I'm including 2 postage stamps as it may require extra postage. You see that?
No.
It's the first sentence after the list, the second, you know, that paragraph.
To seal the... I'm including two postage stamps. See, I would have been able to read that quicker if it had been a...
Bullet item. Yeah. So I might consider, changing the layout of the item details so that they're much easier to read, and having them in a list is nice. Just like you have the list of the different brands there, those make it stand out.
Well, you have only 6 feedback, but it's 100% positive.
And what do you give for a score?
Yeah.
Well, you know, she's new.
I think it's good.
Other than, you know, I think it's pretty good. I'm thinking 4.85.
Oh, I was going to say 4.9.
All right, well, let's do 4.9. That's
there
fine.
There you go. 4.9 for you, Donica.
That's pretty darn good, Donica.
Love your cards.
Oh,
I'm tempted
you.
To bid on this.
They're gorgeous. And I still say that this bingo one would be great for women to send to other women who play bingo.
Maybe
the word bingo might be good in there.
Okay.
For this particular one.
Yeah, there's a couple other ones that I have for sale that I sold one of my St. Patrick's Day cards, but the other ones are just not going anywhere.
So I don't know if you noticed, but you got a bid. So that's it. You're on your way.
Oh, that's awesome. I do have one of my other ones that's got a bigger lucky bingo card.
You might want to consider putting the word bingo in the title for that. Donica, thanks so much for calling in and sharing your listing with us, and for
congratulations
agreeing
for
to play
4.9.
Dish the listing.
Thanks.
This segment of eBay Radio was brought to you by Stamps.com. It's postage from your PC. Up next, social selling right here on eBay Radio. eBay Radio is produced by Voice Marketing Radio Syndication. Global food for thought.
How can you increase your profits without increasing sales? Simple. Source smarter. Let Genco Marketplace show you the hidden profit opportunity in retail returns and closeouts. We're America's largest wholesale liquidator, and every day we resell brand-name merchandise to online sellers for a fraction of wholesale. To learn more about how liquidation lots can boost your profits, visit GencoMarketplace.com/eBay. That's GencoMarketplace.com/eBay.
You can easily stay up to date with all the latest eBay Radio news, guests, tips, and techniques wherever you are by subscribing through iTunes or our RSS feed. Simply click on the links in the upper left-hand corner of the archive's homepage at voicemarketingradio.com, or do a search in iTunes for eBay Radio and click on our logo. Don't forget to save the link. Then call 888-RADIO-30 and tell us where you listen to eBay Radio.
You know what you want to do. Share your items with the world on social networks like Pinterest and Facebook. You want to get in front of that 1.5 billion people. Social Beacon from PageMage can help. Perhaps you don't know where to start, or maybe you did start but don't know what to do next, or even if it's working. As social media has grown, so has the research on what works for online sellers. And we are here to help. Built for marketplace sellers, new Social Beacon from PageMage lets you promote your listings on social networks, giving you real-time metrics so you'll know what works. Social Beacon saves you time with simultaneous and scheduled posts. And with Social Beacon's guidance, you'll be a successful social marketer and not a listing spammer. And it's free. You can share your first item in 5 minutes. To learn more about Social Beacon, go to PageMage.com. And did we mention it's free?
Inside Bubble Fast headquarters in a recent year.
Our customers are asking for environmentally safe shipping supplies.
So are our supplies here at Bubble Fast durable?
Yes.
And are they high quality?
Yes.
And now they want environmentally friendly shipping supplies as well?
Yes.
Can we give it to them?
I don't know.
Well, let's go look for eco-friendly yet durable stuff.
And they did it. At Bubble Fast, you help them see that they need to be part of the Earth's solutions and not part of its challenges. I guess you could say the customer is their mentor. From biodegradable packing peanuts to recycled bubble cushioning to recyclable boxes and more, they've tirelessly searched for the best sustainable green shipping supplies available. You want to do the right thing for the planet, and they have a good start for you at Bubble Fast.